Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hello, my name's Greg and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, what did we do to start living on a spiritual basis? I think I first need to define a spiritual basis, or more specifically, define spirituality. I believe there's confusion between the words spiritual and religious. Not all of us are religious, that is, not all of us follow the beliefs of a certain religion, but all of us are spiritual. I'm afraid there's no escaping it. If you're a human being, then you're spiritual. Human beings have three components. We're physical, we're mental, and we're spiritual. The spiritual component is the drive that gets us out of bed in the morning. It's the driving force in our lives. I was reading a book by a Ronald Rollheiser titled Seeking Spirituality, and he says, I quote, "There is within us a fundamental dis-ease, an unquenchable fire that renders us incapable in this life of ever coming to full peace. We are not easeful human beings who occasionally get restless. We are driven persons, forever obsessed, diseased, only occasionally experiencing peace. And spirituality is what we do with that desire, what we do with our longings, both in terms of handling the pain and the hope they bring us, is our spirituality," unquote. So what are these drives within us? Obviously, for practicing alcoholics, the compulsion to drink alcohol is the force that dictates our actions. Other drives may be the need for power, chasing the mighty dollar, the sex drive, the compulsion to work, etc., etc. These drives generally have negative effects not only on ourselves but on those around us. They are basically selfish desires, and I'd suggest they produce a negative spirituality. On the other hand, the spiritual program of Alcoholics Anonymous talks of things like restitution for past wrongs, making amends to others for any hurt we may have caused. It talks of caring for other sufferers by carrying the AA message of recovery to them. It has, as one of its main foundations, the legacy of service, of applying one's energy for the welfare of others. So it focuses our attention onto others rather than on ourselves. It encourages us to be selfless rather than selfish. And I suggest these actions produce a positive spirituality. And so back to answer the question, what did we do to start living on a spiritual basis? And maybe I should say, what did we do to start living on a positive spiritual basis? And I'd suggest that what we did was to join AA and begin to work the 12 steps. But of course, that's only the beginning. I often liken spiritual growth to walking up a set of escalators that are going down. I'm sure some of us have had that experience as kids, of trying to run against the escalators. If you're on escalators, you have to keep walking against the tide to get anywhere if they're coming down. You can't stand still or you'll go backwards. And I think the same applies to our spiritual life. And so as well as a constant focus on the steps in our lives, we should safeguard and strengthen our sobriety by involving ourselves in service. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.